year. And often the prince would go out and ride all around, and the carriage would ride all around, just looking at the domain.
这个王子呢，常常会出去，好像出巡一样，出去到处看看。
But one day, as he was going through the poor section of town, he looked and he saw the most beautiful girl he had ever seen.
有一次呢，他在一个比较贫穷的区域看的时候呢，看到一个非常漂亮的一个小孩子，一个女孩子。
He rode on and he was thinking, oh, she is so beautiful.
这个王子说她好漂亮啊。
I wonder what she's like.
她到底是怎么样的一个孩子呢？
But he kept going day after day. He would ride by and he would see her.
然后他就几乎每一天就去看一下这个孩子。
And he thought to himself, I can't go to her as a prince.
那我如果要去跟她接触的话，我的身份呢，王子好像不太适当。
She couldn't receive me.
他不能够见我
She would shun me.
那他可能会就是跟我会有一个距离会畏惧
She knows the difference in my standing and hers.
因为我们两个的这种不一样我们的阶级不一样
But I love her.
但是我好爱这个孩子
Now how can I express this love and win her as my wife?
OK 对不起不是孩子是女孩子他说呢我怎么样 No, I thought it's a child. 那他就说呢我那么爱他可是他跟我的那个就身份不一样哈那我怎么样可以赢得他呢
I don't think any prince is going to run around looking at a child. But anyhow, now, as he kept thinking about it, and then one day he thought of an answer.
然后呢他就在动脑筋说我怎么可以接近他呢后来他找到答案了。
He put aside his crown.
他就把他的这个皇冠呢这个拿下来
his beautiful robes.
那些漂亮的这个外袍也脱下来
he left the carriage where it was.
然后他也不再做那个这个很堂皇的这个这些工具了这些交通工具他就穿了一般平民的衣服
something he was used to.
那以前不是这样子的他从来没有穿过的
And then he walked.
然后他用走路的去
Over the roads, over the streets, until he came to that.
穿着一般的衣服就走在街上，然后去找到那个贫穷区的这样的一个女孩子。
Now he didn't immediately go to her.
他没有说马上就去找她。
He was a very wise fellow.
他蛮聪明的，这个王子蛮聪明的。
He began to live among the people.
他开始呢，首先呢，先在这群人当中有一点跟他们在一起。
And he would meet her and talk to her.
跟这些人在一起之后，他就找机会跟这个女孩子说话。
He learned the custom of these poor people.
他也开始在看到了解到说这一个贫民窟的这个地方的风土人情。然后呢他也开始感受到他们的那种里面的那种贫穷。甚至是饥饿。
It was a whole new world.
所以对这个王子来讲呢这个世界是太新了。
But he went through all of that to win his bride.
那他放弃这一切然后用那么多心思为的就是要赢得这个女孩子这个是耶稣为我们所做的神太爱这个世界上的人所以把独生子给我们耶稣放下他的王的这个位置这个尊贵然后去掉一切到世上来就是为了我们然后住在我们中间他呢走在这个路上有泥土的路上那他穿的就是一般的我们的衣服当然他理解什么叫做生病他也知道什么叫痛苦受苦也看到也了解到人的渴慕是什么
so he then could be one of them.
好让他可以成为真正成为我们当中的一个
you see that's what Jesus did and we have to understand how did Christmas change my world
那么今天的题目叫做圣诞这个节日怎么样改变我的世界
one of the scriptures that we read often during this time of year is the one about the angels.
刚才庞弟兄带我们念的那个经节是通常圣诞节都会念到的。
And how they
关于天使
in the sky and how they proclaim the coming of this king.
他们在空中出现然后在那里宣告这一位天上神的儿子到世上来。
And in one translation, this is the ending of their message.
那有一个另外一个版本，翻译的版本这样说。
Glory to God in the highest.
啊，就是他最后一句呢，就是说呢，荣耀归于至高的神。
And on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
那平安要归给哪一种人呢？他所喜悦就是相信他的人。
You see, in a sense, what he's saying there is that we have his favor.
意思是说呢，我们是神所喜悦的，平安归给他所喜悦的人。
He has come back now to redeem, to buy back, to bring his mankind that he made back to him.
他来做什么？他来是要把我们赎回，来，然后重新归属于他。
So we see that.Christmas should have a deeper meaning to us.
所以圣诞，圣诞节的意义不是只有我们过一个节日而已，有更深的意义。
That this Christmas day is not going to change you.
我当然知道过了圣诞节这一天呢，不会改变你什么。
The only thing you're going to feel is you're going to feel tired.
或许呢，你会觉得很累。
You're going to feel poor.
你会觉得你啊透支了。
You're going to want to go to bed and forget it all.
然后你希望躺下来都不要想说你啊用多少钱买礼物。
I remember when I was pastoring and I had charge of a school and I want you to know when Christmas came, I was finished.
我跟你讲哈，我以前我牧会的时候呢，一过了圣诞节，我这个整个人就瘫下来了。
Christmas itself is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact of the meaning of Christmas, why Christ came. What does it do to me? Because he said he came to the world.
那我在讲的不是圣诞节这一天会改变你什么，而是说呢，这个圣诞节耶稣到世上来会改变你的世界。
Because he said he so loved the world.
因为他太爱我们，他爱世人。
Which is a very general statement.
那这是一个很白的哈，很清楚的啊一个宣告，神爱世人。
But we later read and see that he came because he loved.
但是你有没有真的领受到这种神的爱，借着耶稣？到你的啊身边来，你个人真的领受到了吗？
How do I know that? Because he calls us.
那你怎么知道他那么爱你呢？个人哈，因为呢，他招你，他选你。
There's a picture coming from one of the areas on one of the roads down in up where we live.
那有一个有一个啊这个广告牌哈，在我们啊路边，我们那里附近的路边。
It's a sign of Jesus,
那
picturing him,
上面有耶稣。
And a little child holding his eyes.
那有一个孩子呢啊这样子手放在眼睛这里。
And he said, "Oh, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb."
那在这里呢，耶稣对孩子说呢，你在妈妈的肚子我就认识你了。
And when I go past that, I recognize he knew us. He loved us.Personally.
这样的一个招牌呢，提醒我说，他对每一个人，个人都认识的。
And so when he came, he wanted to bring to us and impart into us love.
那他来就是要把他那个爱带到每一个人的生命中来。
He has said this often in his word.
那常常这样子告诉我们。
He said, "Dear friends, when in John and First John, the fourth chapter." Let us love one another.
那约翰在约翰一书的第四章告诉我们，让我们彼此相爱。
For love comes from God.
因为爱从神来。
Everyone who loves has been born of God.
那每一个人从神生的就一定有爱。
And whoever doesn't love, they don't know God.
那如果我们不爱的话，就根本不认识神。
Now you might say, before I was a Christian, I loved.
那或许你说我还没有相信耶稣以前，我也很爱人呢。
But maybe if we would sort of try to examine that love that we love,
如果我们检查一下过去的还没有认识耶稣以前那种爱，我们检查一下。
Almost all the time, we love those who loved us.
我们有一些特征爱可爱的。
We love
爱那些爱我们的。
We wanted to get something from someone.
然后我们爱呢，有条件想要从对方得到什么。
We love because it pleased us. In loving us and we loving them, we could manipulate. We could work.
那种爱呢，会让我们很高兴、很舒服。然后呢，那种爱呢，也让我们可以操纵对方。
But most of all, it's love satisfied a human need.
那因为爱会满足我们的需要。
But our love was one that was not. It was subverted. It was filled with self and sinful motives.
这种爱的里面带着那种自私、自我中心或者是罪性的这样的一个动机。
Because you see, God is love.
因为神是爱。
We're not talking about affection.
我们讲的不是那种感情。
We're not talking about lust.
激情的爱，不是那种激情、情欲的爱。
We're talking about that love that matters. That means we care more for the other person than we care for ourselves.
我们讲的这种爱是我关注对方、关心对方过于我。
And this is what Jesus came to give to us.
这个就是耶稣到世上来所给我们的爱。
He came that he would love us in the sense that he loves us more than he loved himself.
我们看到耶稣到世上来爱我们过于爱他自己。
He gave himself not only that day coming from heaven, being born in a little manger, but he came giving man, just like that prince I talked about, came giving an understanding and living like man.
他不只是降生为我们降生，而且就像那个王子一样，愿意舍弃他以前的荣华富贵，然后呢，并去了解融入这一群穷人的当中。
You say he was God, he has power, but remember just about everything he did, he asked God for the power.
或许你说他是神啊，所以他有这种能力，可是不要忘记，他到世上来的时候，要做任何的事情，他还是问天上的神，天上的父亲。
For he came to show man.That our love for God, we can love him so much that we can look to God and find our purpose and find our life in God.
他到世上来给我们做了一个榜样，我们可以找到这个生命的意义，我们可以爱神。
So we understand then that he came to bring us love.
所以我们看到圣诞节的意义就是他把爱带到我们当中来。
Where we ourselves may feel at times, and often I've heard this, nobody really cares.
常常我会听到有人说，或者是无声的说呢，没有人关心我。
They use me.
他们利用我。
They manipulate me.
他们操纵我。
But really care about me, no one does.
没有人真的关心我，还不在乎我呢。
But I know through my own life and life of others that have stood before me, and when they've given their life to Christ, they say, "Now I know somebody loves."
包括我自己，还有很多人的宣布，就是当我接受耶稣之后呢，我常常这样说。我现在知道神真的是爱我。
So we see that he did. He came to bring love and it changes our lives.
所以这个他把爱带到我们当中来之后呢，就改变我们的生命了。
That's why he said we became new creatures.
那就是为什么圣经说我们成为一个新造的人。
As I was speaking yesterday to the deacons,
重新再造的人。
What he dealt with in our spiritual was our spiritual life.
那我昨天跟我们的执事会的执事们提到说呢，事实上神在处理的，在工作的是我们属灵的生命。
That area that was empty without God.
因为那个部分呢是没有神的一个空处。
For that area that needed to be filled by an unconditional love.
那个空处呢需要被充满那种没有条件的爱。
There are those that can say, no matter what happens to me, I know God.
那意思是说呢，不管怎么样的事情发生，不管我是谁，神没有条件的爱我。
And I've lived long enough to know there's times that He has come to show me.
那我活到那么久以来呢，我有这种经验，他一定会让你体验到，他也让我体验到。
Times when
He took
loneliness out.
那我也体验过以前孤单的时候。
Times He was with me when I didn't know what to do.
孤单他跟我在一起，然后在我不知道怎么办的时候，他帮助我。
But you know, he changes our life.
他改变我们的生命。
He gives us love to love others.
那这个改变是给我们爱去爱别人。
That's why he can say to us, love your enemy.
那就为什么他说你要爱你的仇敌。
You see, that's not a normal thing for man.
这个是不寻常的，爱仇敌这个是不寻常的一件事情。
Man's sinful nature was get back at my.
那人的本性呢，里面有一种罪性，就是想要报复。我要一个公平，好的公平。那我希望看到他们很惨。
But when the love of God reaches into our heart, something changes.
但是当神的这种没有条件爱在你的心中的时候，那么你改变了，你有对于那种仇敌的爱。
We begin to love.
我们开始会爱。
We begin to care.
我们开始关心。
We begin to feel for others.
我们会。 跟对方有那种同理心，会为他感受到同样的感受。
And if you don't, then maybe there's no love of God in our heart.
那如果你到现在还没有这样的爱的话，可能你还没有领受到这种神的爱。
I remember someone that really told me off one time and really hurt me deeply.
有一次呢，有一个人呢，他在我的面前呢，就是批评我，然后呢，非常伤害我。
The Lord and I dealt with that, and the Lord took it away.
那当然，我就交给神，然后神也帮助我，就过去了。
Whenever I was with that person, I always treated them very nice.
那每一次我有机会跟这个人在一起的时候呢，那我就特别的对他恩慈。
Then one day I heard that they had a bad disease.
那有一天我就听说呢，他啊有一个病，不是很好的病。
I wanted to cry.
我心里面真是为他哭泣。
That wasn't me.That was the love of God that was imparted.
原来的我不是这样子的，我本来想希望能够看到不好，可是现在呢，看到不好的时候，我心里面为他有怜悯心。这个就是耶稣到世上来这个圣诞的这个意义改变我们。
Not only is it love, but He gives us peace.
不只是爱，而且有平安。
And it's a lasting peace.
而且是永远的平安。
He said to the disciples, "My peace I give to you."
那耶稣对门徒说呢，我把平安给你。
And it is, it's a peace that passes understanding, as one songwriter wrote.
那有一次呢，有一首歌呢，叫做平安。
Now peace is what we long for.
那我们也在渴慕平安。
Many times we may strive for peace.
有时候我们会去追求那个平安。
But it seems like we're never quite able to get to that place.
问题是呢，好像都找不到。
But when we find Jesus, and when we have Christmas real in our heart and what it's done for us, we begin to be a person that has peace.
当我们找到耶稣，找到我们，我们信耶稣之后呢，我们就发现那个平安就好像住到我的心里面来了。
Now, I didn't say everything is going to be peaceful.
我没有说外面的环境会都没有事情。
I didn't say that peace is challenged at times.
我没有说这个里面的这个平安呢没有接受挑战。
But that peace isn't based on what happens in my life.
但是呢，这个平安是真的在我的生命里面，在我的心里面，而且呢，不会因为外面的环境改变。
But that peace is based on the fact that I have peace.
因为我里面有了平安的泉源，就是平安自己在我的心里面，所以我不会受外面的影响。
I knew what it was for years not to have peace.
那我也认识到说没有平安是什么一回事。
Not to have any confidence that I was a child of God on my way to heaven.
那我也曾经有一种就是有时候自己不太自信，或者会怀疑我是怎么样，我可不可以得到？但是呢，现在已经没有。
Many times when our peace.Just the normal type of peace I'm talking about, not the peace of the soul, but just regular peace. Many times that peace is broken up because there is something worrying us, something that's wrong, some problem. That's what plagues man.
那一般我们讲说，哎呀，我很平安的时候呢，事实上在讲这个平静，就是没有波动，没有任何事情发生，那个平静。但是呢，一事情一来的时候，总是会影响到我们里面的平静。
But what God said first is, I give you my peace, the sense that now you are my child.
那耶稣讲的时候，我赐给你平安的时候，意思是说呢，你是我的孩子了。那这个平安呢，是永远的。
Your sins are washed away.
你的罪已经被赦免了。
Your name is written in the book of life.
你的名字已经记在生命册上了。
You'll be a part of my kingdom.
然后呢，你已经是我的这个天国里面的一份子了。
You see what that peace can mean to us?
那你知道这种平安对你的意义有多大吗？
I don't fear death.
我不再害怕死亡。
I don't fear what man can do to me in life.
我也不会在意别人伤害我或对我怎么样。
Because I know that God is going to take me home to glory.
因为我知道神召我，而且要把我带到他的家里面去，得到荣耀。
That's why when you have a bad disease like cancer and you don't know how far it's going to go, but you can say, I have peace because if I don't live, I'm going home to be with Jesus.
那这是为什么？如果你有一个病，让你觉得是一个不能治疗的病的话，你还是有平安，因为你知道你要去哪里。
So we see then that peace that Christmas brings to us because it sent Jesus.
那这个平安最主要是在这个耶稣诞生的时候带到我们当中来的。
Is a peace that gives us strength and confidence.
那这个平安会在你的心里面呢，给你力量，而且呢，会安慰你。
We don't have to fear whether maybe none of you know about, but there is a Mara group in South America that's been dead a long time ago, and their calendar ended 12/12.
那
and they said there's something going to happen to our world this month.
在啊南美洲呢有这样的风声哈，说这个啊这个月好的十二啊这十二月的十二号呢啊这个世界就结束了，这是一个就是。别人放的随便放的一个风声。
So on Facebook, there's those that do you believe that?
所以在脸书上面就讲说你相信吗？
Now even to ask that question means you must have a little doubt or fear about it.
那问的人呢，一定心里面有一些怀疑，就是不安。
So there are those today around this world that's very apprehensive about what's going to happen in this month.
这个世界，全世界人有一种共识，就是说这个世界会发生一件事情。
But you see, as a child of God, I have no fear.
但是我身为神的儿女的话，对什么都没有害怕，我的心里面有平安。
For I know He's coming.
因为他要再来。
He said, "The day and the hour, no one knows but the Father."
耶稣讲得很清楚，除了父以外，没有人知道那一天是什么时候。
So when all these groups say that Jesus is coming now and Jesus is coming this day and that day, that doesn't mean a thing to me.
当这一群人说这样，那一群人说这样，说耶稣要什么要来，世界要结束的时候，对我来讲没有什么影响。
But I have a peace in my
heart. 因为我心里面有平安。
Also, we see it gives us peace with others.
那这个平安不是只有我自己有平安，还有我跟别人当中有平安。
You know, relationships is the greatest, I would say, blessing and problem in life.
那关系，人跟人的关系呢，一方面是我们的福气，一方面也是我们的麻烦。
Some women will say, "I could live a good life if it wasn't for my husband."
那有的太太说呢，如果没有我这个丈夫的话，我会过得很幸福。
I could be a great Christian if it wasn't for my husband.
如果不是因为我的丈夫的话，我可能是一个很好的基督徒。
What were they saying?
什么意思？
He takes the peace from my life.
那因为他破坏了我的心里面的平静。
But she takes the peace from my life.
或者是我因为我的太太使我不得安宁。
So we see then that this type of thing, when we live in a world that constantly people and situations are taking the peace or the contentment from our life.
只要你活在世上，跟人的关系是没有办法避免的，然后总是在这个关系上面在破坏我们心里面的平安。
But the Word of God tells us that this peace even commands us. He says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live to be in peace."
那神的话告诉我们说。我们要尽力的追求和睦，他用的那个平安跟这个和睦同样一个字，尽量的追求那个和谐。
That means in Christ, I don't take my rights.
意思是说，我在基督里面，我不用争取我的权益。
I don't have to win every argument.
我不用每一次争辩都要赢。
The thing in my life is that I must be, as God said, a peacemaker.
那我要成为那个使人和睦的人。
We may want so badly at times to give it back, but the fact is, as a child of God, and the fact He's given me peace, I want to keep in peace.
即使我可以就是名正言顺的去报复，或者是给一些脸色或怎么样，但是呢，因为我是神的儿女，我愿意使人和睦，维持这个人跟人之间的和睦。
You say that's like being a doormat.
你说这样是不是太就是给人家践踏了
？No, it's not. It takes strength.
不是这样，不叫做自己作践哈，而是呢，你要有力量去承受。
It takes strength to be able when somebody tells you off. I was reading something this week. There was a Muslim a terrorist that was after a woman. She must have been some kind of executive in the Muslim world that had turned Christian.
那我看到有一个新闻，就是有一个回教徒呢，针对一个。也是回教徒的妇女，然后成为基督徒的一个态度。
And he was making movies or films, whatever, on maybe iTunes or whatever. And he was telling her how he was going to kill her. And he had these things, the weapons in his hands, and she was watching.
这个回教徒非常气愤，就用各种方法，包括一些可以看的哈，来威胁这个妇女，说我有足够的方法跟工具来把你杀掉。他很恨她。
But now she's a Christian.
现在是基督徒了。
And she said that man said, "I will. If it's my last breath, if it takes the last energy, I'm going to kill you."
这个人呢，他气愤到一个地步，即使我用最后一口气都要杀掉你。
And she wrote back an email. However she got it back.
她回了一封信。
She said, you said if it takes your last breath, if it takes everything in you, you're going to kill me. But I want to tell you, if it takes my last breath, if it takes everything in me, I'm going to love you.
你告诉我说你要用最后一口气都要杀我，都恨我。 我告诉你, 我要用我的最后一口气, 我尽其所能的, 就是要爱你。
It stopped.
就在那里就停了。
These things coming. And he wrote her, got in touch with her, and he said, listen, if you can tell me when I tell you I'm going to kill you, that you love me, then you must have something.
所以这个人就回了短短的回几句话说，如果要杀你的是我，而你愿意爱我的话，那你一定有一些东西是我没有的。
Our very attitude of keeping peace many times puts others under a conviction.
那有时候我们那种愿意尽其所能的使人和睦的时候呢，会让人家看到，会让人家有一种信念。
It shows them something.
是彰显一些事情。
And so Jesus said, just be as peaceful as you can among everyone.
所以神的话说呢，你要尽力的追求和睦。
So we have in learning to do this, we have to learn to forgive.
那如果你要追求和睦的话，就要学习怎么样饶恕，原谅。
And that's not an easy thing.
这个饶恕不容易的。
This is among one of the greatest problems that people face that goes to counselors.
那很多去找这种咨询的人呢，这个协谈的人呢，都是因为有这个不饶恕的心，然后引起的一些问题，心理问题。
There are things and people they can't forgive.
因为有一些人呢，就是他们没有办法放过。
And because of that, through the years, this thing has just put poison in their very emotional and even physical.
那种对对方的那个不饶恕呢，就像毒药一样，一直在你的心里面，就这样子一直滋生。
And they come out with some sort of other actions or behavior, and they don't even liken it to unforgiveness.
那之后呢？之后呢？他彰显出一些行为，你自己都莫名其妙，怎么会有这种行为？ 那你也不晓得你因为不饶恕所产生的一些心理问题。
But as you deal with it, you begin to see the root is because they can't.
然后当这些就是咨询者呢跟他们谈过之后，就会发现里面有一个不能饶恕、不能放过人家的那个心。
Now Jesus was a wonderful example of forgiveness.
那耶稣是一个饶恕的一个典范。
He's on the cross.
他在十字架上。
Blood is streaming down.
血从他的身上流下来。
Pain from those nails and whatever, and the sun, hot sun, boiling down.
他的伤口定痕使他非常痛苦，然后呢，太阳很烈的照到他的头上。
For most of us, the last thing we'll be thinking of is forgiving anybody.
那你绝对不会想到这个时候的耶稣要去饶恕人。
But not Jesus.
耶稣他饶恕。
He showed us there that we as children of God can look out and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they say.
所以他在十字架上做了一个模范，示范给我们知道说，他讲了一句话说，父啊，原谅他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道，给我们做了一个模范。
You know, many times those who are trying to rob our peace, those that are after us, that keep just pressing and pressing, it's not, someone has said, it's not their fault. It's Satan using them.
如果一件事情继续的长久的干扰你的平安，使你呢没有办法饶恕，或者是在干扰你的心灵的话，不是某某人做了什么对不起你的事，而是 你那个背后的恶势力，就是那个魔鬼本身在作祟。So
to keep peace, we learn to forgive.
所以呢，怎么样可以持守这个我里面的平安，还有跟人之间的和睦呢？就是要饶恕。We
learn to tolerate one another.
那有时候呢，我们会稍微有点让步。We
may not enjoy what they're doing, and it bothers us tremendously.
或许对方所做的你不满意，不喜欢。
In ourselves, we say, "Okay, Lord, you can give me."
但是你还是可以说，主啊，你一样可以给我力量来跟他相处。
You know, sometimes when it's a husband and wife, and you're just going together and you're learning to know each other, and you just accept everything.
那夫妻在you mean before marrying? Yeah. Okay, 在交友的时候还没有结婚以前呢，彼此都很能够去看不到那些缺点。
This girl has a very funny giggle all the time.
哈，这个女孩子怎么有某一种声音很奇怪
And you think it's sort of cute.
然后你说，哎呀，这个也很可爱，很不一样。
She's just a little different than the others.
She has this
cute little giggle.
哦，那个是那种笑呢，很可爱。
But then you marry her.
结婚之后。
And she keeps that cute.
她继续的那个很可爱的这样的声音。
And you get to the place you can hardly stand.
你说我受不了了。
And you begin to listen. Can't you stop that? You know.
你就说你能不不要这样子呢？
But many things that you've got, my friend, you've got to learn to tolerate. You're not going to change.
但是你不能改变他的，所以呢，你只能去想办法去妥协。
And so, as a child of God, with the peace of God and the peace that He's asking us to illuminate, and He'll help us with it, we learn to tolerate those things that trouble us.
所以，因为有神的爱，然后我们要追求和睦，所以我们就知道怎么样去包容。
And when I want to live in peace with the power of God and the peace of God in my heart, and I want to be peaceful to others, I will not try to break peace.
那我如果是一个有神的平安，而且我极力追求平安跟人之间的那个和睦的人的话，那我绝对不会去做那种破坏和睦的事情。
You know what I mean?
什么意思？你懂我的意思吗
？I mean when you just keep after somebody all the time.
如果你总是在对某一个人就是总是在追究。
When you're the one that when everything's peaceful, you bring up a subject that doesn't really lend itself to peace.
比如说呢，看到某一个人，看他很好，可是你总是要找到一个问题来破坏这种和谐。
You see, that's why God tells us if we lack wisdom, ask wisdom, learn wisdom how to deal with these everyday things that.You yourself have to keep a watch over yourself.
那这一些对我们生活很重要，可是有时候我们会缺乏那个智慧。所以神说，如果你缺乏智慧，跟我要；如果不晓得该怎么办，跟我要。
So he came to give us love.
他给我们爱。
He came to give us peace with God.
耶稣把我们跟神的平安
，peace with other men，
跟人的平安带到世上来。
But you know another peace that he gives to us.
另外一个平安
，peace with ourselves.
我跟我们自己的那种和好。
I'm at peace with myself.
那我跟我自己是和好的。
I'm learning that in Christ, I can live the life for Him. In Christ, I'm not under the pressure of sin and the burdens. I'm not under the care about what other people say about me. I'm not under the thing that I have to please people. I'm pleasing Him. We can really become very peaceful with ourselves.In Christ.
他的意思是说呢，因为有这个神的平安呢，所以我不会再在乎别人说我怎么样，或者是有什么任何事情会干扰我。讲白点就说，我不再跟自己过不去了，我可以为他而活。
There's times I may fail, but I go back and he shows me that peace with myself.
即使我失败了，有时候我会有失败的时候，但是我还是一样可以再拾回这种平安。
It's a tremendous freedom.
这是自由，完全的自由。
When we allow God.To be the one that runs our life, that works with us, that leads us, that guides us, that shows us, and we don't have to carry all of that ourselves. We don't have to make people like us. We don't have to be the type of person that others want us to be. We can be at peace with ourselves because God can bring us.
这种自由就是即使我失败了，然后我还可以重拾这个平安，而且呢，不管人家对我怎么样，别人看我怎么样，我一样有这种平安。
And then I guess one of the other great things that maybe you just don't think about.
那另外一件事情可能你不太想到。
He gave me a purpose for my life.
他让我的生命有意义，活得有意义。
I don't know about your life. I only know about my own.
我不晓得你的生命如你的生活如何。我知道我自己的。
But I'm very well aware that if I hadn't met Jesus, I would have had no.
我自己深深的知道，如果没有耶稣的话，我的生命是没有意义的。
I was raised up in the inner city.
我是在城市里面长大。
I was prone to get into trouble.
那我的长大的过程呢，差一点就进入一些麻烦。
I had no real goals.
我的根本没有未来的目标，即使想做什么，但是也没有什么目标。
I had the type of personality that could have easily gone into addiction.
那我的个性很容易就会上一些瘾，不好的瘾。
I didn't have a purpose for my life.
那没有什么目的。
And you know, this is the problem with the sinful life. You might say, I want to be general. I want to be a governor. You may want to do things, but what is the real purpose of your life? Why are you here.
我讲的意义跟目的不是说、哦、我要当这个，我要当什么样的官员，我要当不是这个哈，不是你的啊理想，而是说呢，我活着是为了什么？就是那个价值。我觉得我活着是有价值的。
Why do you think our philosophy books are filled with who am I?
那为什么现在网上的书有很多都是
Where am I going?
都在讲说
great men
我是谁
with great minds supposedly.
那我到底是谁？然后我到底会怎么样？好，就是认识你自己。
Oh yes, they were doctors, maybe scientists, they may, but the true purpose of life.They don't know what it is.
那不是说你可以做什么，你的能力上，你的专业是什么，而是说到你活着做这个是什么意义。
But Jesus Christ came to give us the true purpose of life.
耶稣到世上来，带给我们生命真正生活生命的意义。
For one thing, he came to let us know that this is not the end.
那首先他让我们知道说生命不是在这个世上就没有就是结束就结束了
The world isn't the purpose in the sense that this is all that we face This is it You're born, you die like a dog and it's over No, he came to teach us no, no
我们不是像动物一样生了然后死了就算不是这样子的
But he, what the purpose he came is it tells us that there's something more in life
他要告诉我们说比我们这样的一个生活或者是生命更多
worrying about my clothes.
那不是只有在担心你穿什么
Then worrying about my house.
也不是在担心你要住什么的房子
Then worrying about my retirement.
还是说我以后退休怎么办
Then just getting a job and living and trying to fill it with activities and pleasuresAnd achievements.
生命也不是只有在做一份工作安安定定的，或者是呢充满着很多活动，不是只有这样子，获得很多成就。
Jesus said, "Don't worry about."
那就是为什么耶稣说不要为明天忧虑。
Don't worry about your food, your
不要为你吃什么，你住什么
rather your raiment,
你的一切这些外面的东西忧虑。
I have a greater purpose for you than that.
因为耶稣要赋予我们生命很重要的意义跟价值。
Because then we end up, if that's the only purpose, like King Solomon.
那如果我们像刚才讲的，就是在就是只有外面这些的话，那我们到后来就会跟所罗门王一样。
King Solomon that had everything.
所罗王他有很多很多物质。
Everything.
所有的
I mean, there wasn't a thing he lacked, not even wisdom.
你想得到你要的，他都有很多。包括他的智慧也很多
Yet he said vanity, vanity, empty,
他是但是他的结论是什么人生的结论是什么虚空的虚空一切都是虚空全部都是虚空
You see, that's where Jesus came to show us that when we were made by God he put an area within us you want to call it heart, liver, kidneys I don't care different countries have called it different things but it's the inner man he put something in there that had to be filled by eternal,
这个意义就是神造人的时候我们里面很难形容哈他刚才说呢也不是心脏也不是肝脏也不是在哪里呢就是一个有一个空间就是你可以用象征性的空间它是要需要充满神的爱充满神的灵的这样的它充满了我们让我们生命有活力有意义
And it's very strange when we look at what God's purpose for man. God's purpose for man was to worship him.
那我们的生命的意义是什么？目的是什么？我们首先就是要敬拜他。
And Revelations it tells us clearly.
启示都讲得
很清楚。We were made to give him glory.
我们的被造是为了要荣耀他。
But the world has been so subversed and so sinful.And going more sinful that they think God is nothing.
这个世界邪恶到一个地步呢，否认了神，觉得神算什么
？Men try spending their lifetime to disprove God.
那人呢，用一生的时间想证明没有神。
And we see then that actually what it is that God is the purpose of life.
那原来呢，神自己就是我们生命的目的。
Now you see sometimes
就是你跟你对着他的这样的一个关系
You might think God's the purpose of life
神是我的生命的目的
That doesn't sound like much fun
什么意思呢而且呢会不会很无聊呢
That doesn't sound like I can have pleasure and good times and things I'm just going to worship him
这样好像只要敬拜他然后我就没有其他的娱乐了吗
But you see the unregenerated heart has been subversed by Satan. He blinds our eyes.
这种想法呢，是因为呢，我们的心被蒙蔽，被魔鬼蒙蔽，心眼被蒙蔽。
But in worshiping God, unless you have, like Isaiah said, taste and to see that God is good, you don't understand what comes within your life when you worship.
讲到敬拜神的时候，如果你没有像以赛亚在殿中跟神面对面的时候这样的一个滋味，你体验那个滋味，你就不知道敬拜神有多么的荣光，有多么的好。
He wants us. He said, "I talked a lot about fellowship."
那这个敬拜的当中呢，就是有那种关系，
he wants us
跟他建立关系。
To belong to the community of fellowship.
那一方面呢，要我们属于这样的一个教会的肢体的关系，他要我们的生命当中有弟兄姐妹的关系。
That God said, "You're made to worship me."
首先，我们要敬拜他。
But I want you to learn the delight of being with believers and having a community of believers and those that you walk together with.
而且跟这些弟兄姐妹、这些肢体呢，教会的肢体呢，就是相信的人在一起。的这种彼此的享受。
Now in this unity of the believers, it's not just going to church, it's not just the type of Bible studies, but many times we feel some of our entertainment, some of our joy in being with our brothers and sisters and doing some of the things that we enjoy.
我讲的这种关系跟弟兄姐妹的肢体关系，不是只有说来聚会然后查经、唱诗歌，不是只有这个，而是我们彼此在一起的那种像家人这样子彼此的享受。
So God isn't saying if you worship me you don't have any joy. He has given us many believers and things that we can do, honest things, joyful things, pleasant things, right things to do that can fill our life.
所以你放心，不要以为说敬拜神就没有喜乐哈。事实上，因为敬拜神大有喜乐，而且你跟彼此这个肢体之间的这种关系交流，或者一起做事情，都是很享受的。
Another thing in our purpose of living, he helps us to grow spiritually and mature.
另外一个，你生命的目的是什么？是你在灵里面可以继续的成长，长到成熟。
I've met many a person that's still a child.
那我看到很多人就像孩子一样，
Never matured emotionally at all.
情绪上从来长不大，不成熟。
Have a life that's very empty and very hard on others.
非常空虚，然后呢，对别人，
人家很难跟他相处。About growing.
但是这个我要跟你讲，这个成长是很美的。
Growing is done in an orderly fashion.
那这个成长非常非常自然的。
The seed is planted.
那就它会很自然的成长，因为那个种子已经种下去了。
The seed is watered and fed. The sun is there.
有被浇水，然后也有阳光，它自然就成长。
And this is God's working us.
那这个是意思是说呢
，developing us.
神在你的生命里面呢，开始在建造你。
Showing us.
在让你看到。
Sometimes it's through a trouble.
Sometimes
it's through a tragedy.
有时候一个不好的事情发生。
When we became Christians, we didn't come trouble proof or tragedy proof. We're in this world. We live the cycle of life. We go through these things. But he said, "I'll go with you."
那当然，我没有信主跟有信主都会碰到一些人生的难处，哈，这是一个循环。那有信主的人不一样在哪里，就是呢，神说我跟你一起走过去，然后在这个难处里面来建造我们。
He said, "I've given you this purpose of serving others."
那另外一个目的就是我要去服侍别人。
You know, there is no better therapy for those that may have depression and anxiety when they can get out of the depths of it than to begin to care about others.
对于一个抑郁症或者是忧郁症或者沮丧的人呢，最好的治疗方法是什么你知道吗？就是能够踏出去去帮助别人，伸你的手去接触别人。
And that's because the natural thing when God made us,
因为神造我们有这种特性。
He made us to serve others.
因为我们有一种想要去帮助人，要去服侍人的本性。
He knew this world. Listen, it's not just today that we have poverty.
那不是只有今天有贫穷发生。
It's not just today we have war and cruelty.
不是只有今天有饥饿，也不是只有今天才有战争。
God knew that this was what this world is like.
那神早就知道这个世界会怎么样演变。
But he said, "I came to make you light."
然后
you can shine in this dark world with all these different circumstances.
耶稣到世上来，就让我们能够转变成像光一样，可以照亮这个黑暗的世界。
I've made you salt.
他说呢，我要让你像盐一样。
That you can make them thirsty. That you can give them healing. That you can show pureness.
这个盐代表一种功能，它可以消毒哈，就可以让一些就是消炎也好，或者是呢，它可以让人家喝了会渴，会渴慕。他可以成为一个见证，说我可以这样活着。
So actually, what he made in his purpose for us was to come into this terrible, dark world, sinful world, and to be children of God, and to serve others that they might see the power of God.
所以，身为神的儿女，我们有个很重要的生命的目的，就是你活在这个黑暗邪恶的世界当中，你要成为一道光，或者成为别人的福气。
And of course, he has called us to share the gospel.
那当然，神要我们的生命的目的是去传扬他的福音。
Before he left, he said, "Go into all the world."
在耶稣离开以前，交代我们去
baptizing, making disciples,
去传、去教，然后为他们施洗，然后让他们遵守教训。
So you see, as he knows this world, and he knows the only way that they're going to know about Jesus, the Word of God said, "How can they know unless they hear?" How can they hear unless they've been sent? Someone has been sent. So you see, God in his wonderful organizational and his wonderful understanding has said to us, listen, now that you're my children, now that you are serving, go out and tell others about.
像这个圣诞的耶稣降生的这么好的一个消息，好消息或者福音呢，如果没有去传，人家听不到。如果没有听到，没有差遣人去传的话，就没有人去讲。所以呢，基本上是一个循环。我们听到了，我们就要去分享。
So he's asking us now, the purpose of your life. You can go on and be a doctor, a lawyer, a merchant.
你当然可以继续做你的专业，不管是医生也好，
或者是律师也好。You can be a housewife. You can be a teacher.
还是一个家里的一个贤妻良母。
You can be anything you want, but that's only our earthly purpose.Position.
专业继续你的专业，那个是只有世上才做的。但是借着这些你的专业或你的工作、你的生活，你有一个很重要、真正的目的，就是把这个好消息传出去。
That I can always worship Him.
我可以敬拜我的神。
That I know that I have those behind me, but as I go to work, I'm there to serve. I'm there to tell.
不管在工作当中，在什么样的生活当中呢，我有一个就是一个分享的去传也好，去表示也好。
Sometimes we think I'm there to get rich.
不要以为说我要。
And maybe you will. There's a lot of rich people
that love the Lord and serve him. 那不要以为说不要以为说呢，我信耶稣呢，我可以很富有。当然有很多富有的基督徒。
And that may come.
那有一天你会很富有。
Because he may choose you as one.That will become rich to be able to help the gospel of Jesus.
神或许就是拣选你做一个富有的人，借着你的富有去传福音。
So on every level, there are those that have a true purpose in life.
不管我们在哪一个阶层，不管在哪一个工作生活层面
上面，And in that true purpose, it gives you fulfillment.
就是要你把好消息分享出去，然后这样你一传的时候呢，你心里面就会很丰盛。
Everyone has said, you know, or not everyone.But many people say you have to have marriage to be fulfilled.
很多人说呢，不结婚呢，就好像缺少什么。
I've been fulfilled, and I don't want.
但是呢，我没有结婚，可是我心里面还是很丰满。
I never, the Lord never said you're never going to get married, but I just never had time.
虽然神没有明明跟我说你不要结婚，可是我就没有时间结婚。
And I feel very fulfilled.
那我觉得我心里面很丰满。
You'll never feel fulfilled unless you have children and grandchildren.
那有人说你没有儿女，你没有这些孙儿女的话，你就没有觉得你心里面很丰盛。
There have been Mother's Day. I remember one Mother's Day. My mother gets one card. We got one card because it's just me.
那
I got seven Mother's Day.
有一次呢，在母亲节，我算一算这些卡片，我妈妈只有我一个女儿，所以她只得到一张母亲卡，我得到七张母亲卡。
On the Facebook book, I get girls from Taiwan that I work with. We love you, mommy.We love you.
那现在的话，在这个脸书上面呢，常常有人送说：“妈咪，我们很爱你。”当你跟神在一起
，When you live your life for Him,
你的生命为他而活的时候
，When you let the purpose of your life come out for Him, He will not let you lack anything.
当你的生命的意义、
Anything、
目的
need,
放在对准神要你做的
make you more blessed,
你不会缺乏任何的事情任何的层面你都会是有福气的
you have sickness, yes.
或许你也会生病
But he doesn't leave you.
但是他不会离开你
you have some financial problems.
有时候我也、有缺钱或者是钱有问题
Somehow, many times he knows how to seemingly open up something.
然后神又为你开路
It's a wonderful thing.To know the true meaning of Christmas.
真正的了解圣诞节的意义是很棒的。
True meaning of Christmas is love.
真正的圣诞节的意义就是爱，就是爱。
Love for God, love for your
从神领受爱，爱人，然后也爱你自己。
Many people hate themselves.
很多人恨自己，不喜欢自己，不喜欢我们自己。
But God can help us.
但是神可以帮助我们转变。让我们就是爱
peace with God,
让我们有平安
peace
跟神和好跟人和好
and a true purpose
跟我们自己是和好的真正的生命的意义让你怎么样向前去生活愿神赐福我们